Okay, I'm going to hand straight over to you, Vicky.
Amazing. Okay, so I think this is still really relevant to share on the back of what the Holy Spirit has just been doing here. So when I was thinking and praying about what to share in this particular part, I really felt God lay on my heart that I should just speak to people who maybe don't know Jesus for a second. So, because it might be a bit baffling to hear about a testimony of healing if you don't know who Jesus is and you don't necessarily believe that he is alive today. But can I just take a minute to tell you why I'm a Christian? So I grew up in a Christian home, and I feel really blessed to have had a Christian family. But when I was 10 years old, I made my own commitment to Jesus, to follow him for the rest of my life. So that means I'm a Christian. And what that really means is that Jesus has revealed to me who he is, and I've accepted him as Lord of my life. And it means that I have an absolutely sure and certain hope that all of my sins have been forgiven, that I will live with Jesus for eternity when I die. Sorry, it's an emotional thing because it's so massive, and I want to say it's even greater than my healing. My salvation is even greater than my healing. Knowing who Jesus is and being secure in that means that he walks beside me in absolutely everything that I face, that I have faced and that I will face. And yeah, it means that I've encountered, being a Christian means that I've encountered Jesus in the massive things, like the way he has healed me, but the way he saved me, and in the everyday small amazing things of grace that he does for me. So yeah, my salvation, it is bigger than my healing. And if you don't know who Jesus is, then my prayer for you would be that you would come to know Jesus as your Lord and Saviour. And yeah, when I was preparing to come over, I just felt God gave me a phrase to say, so maybe this will speak to somebody here, and that is just to recommend a friend. You know, when you say, have you got someone that you know who you can, help me to fix this or do that for me? Well, I want to tell you that Jesus is a friend that I want to recommend to you, and he's the most faithful friend you could ever find or ever hope for. So yeah, I just wanted to hopefully that will speak to someone here, and on the back of what we've just felt and seen the Holy Spirit moving in, then hopefully that will just cement something in your heart if you're wanting to give your life to Jesus today. And so yeah, with Jesus, it is his absolute desire to heal. And as the lady who was sharing just then was saying, you know, it's not just the physical healing he wants to release us. It's his desire to release us from all the things that are holding us, whether that's something physical or spiritual or emotional or mental. Okay, he wants to heal us. And we see throughout the Gospels, so again, if you don't know, so they're the books of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, which recall, they tell of the life of Jesus on earth and of his death and his resurrection. We see that Jesus often gathered lots of people, and his absolute compassion for those people meant that he wanted to heal them. And we see those miracles of healing happening in the Bible. But we also see other people healing the sick in the authority of Jesus' name. Okay, so Jesus sends out his 12 disciples, and he gives them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. And we find that in Matthew. That's a verse from Matthew 10. And he tells them in verse 8 that he wants them to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, and all of these things. And then when he sends out the 70 or the 72, he also tells them in Luke 10 that he wants them to heal the sick in the towns where they're being sent to. And we see throughout the Gospels that, and throughout the Bible, that he uses ordinary men and women who believed in Jesus and in the authority of his name, he uses them to heal in his name. And they courageously step out in faith and they pray for healing in the name of Jesus. And we see recorded in the Gospels that when they did that, people were healed. It's real. It happens. And he can use you and I to do that too. Okay, it's not some thing up there for someone on a pedestal. It's for you and it's for me. When I was prayed for and I was healed, as I said, it was at an ordinary prayer meeting. Ordinary people in my church prayed for me. This is for you and this is for me. Okay, and we can all do this because we believe in Jesus and we have the power of his name at our disposal. Okay, last night when Grantley was here, we sang an old hymn, Be Thou My Vision, and there's a line in that hymn that says, raise thou me heavenward, O power of my power. Okay, so it's about fixing our eyes on Jesus, okay, and he is the power of the power that's within us. When we become a Christian, he gives us the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that is the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. That lives in you and it lives in me, okay? And that power is God's power. We just have to be obedient in courageously stepping out and praying for people and seeing people healed in Jesus' name. So I believe that God has given me a grace gift to ignite faith in people for healing. Okay, so when I tell my story, my testimony, when I've done that in the past and I've prayed for people, it seems to ignite a fresh sense of faith for healing in people that they can then go on and pray in faith for others to be healed. And I'm seeing, you know, amazing testimonies coming back, which is really exciting that, you know, when people have then gone on to pray for people, have seen amazing miracles happen. And I'm just stepping out in this, but it's something that God has laid on my heart, and coming here today and sharing my testimony and these things about Jesus with you. If you feel that you have got some increased faith to see healing happen, or you want even more faith to see that and you want to step out in this courageously, then I would love to pray for you today. Okay. But I also just wanted to share a picture with you that a friend of mine had a couple of years ago when I was invited over to the Netherlands to share my testimony out there as part of something we were doing with Relational Mission. And I feel it's key again, because sometimes we can use excuses or have worries that stop us stepping out faithfully in praying for people. So the picture was this. It was a pair of glasses that were being cleaned because the glasses had got smudges on the lenses. And the brand name written on the glasses was Faith. And my friend said, she said that she felt God say, as I give my testimony and tell my story, where people have smudges on the lenses of their glasses of faith, that through the power of my testimony and the Holy Spirit working, that the Holy Spirit would wipe away those smudges and they would be able to see through eyes of renewed faith. That there would be a sharpening of people being able to see the impossible through that renewed faith, and that that would fuel many people's prayers to see healing. And so I would just like to ask you whether, there's some questions on your table as well, but do you think there are any smudges on your lenses of faith in terms of stepping out and praying for healing? Is there a fear of man? Because God wants to tell you that it's not down to you. All you have to do is step out. It's down to him. Okay, that power, it's his power that heals. It's not us. It's our obedience to step out that he wants to see. Maybe there are some smudges because you've been praying for some people for a long time and you haven't seen any breakthrough. You know, perseverance is key, and he delights in someone that perseveres in prayer. And maybe there's a smudge because you don't think God can use ordinary you. Well, I hope I've gone some way to tell you that he can this morning. But yeah, I would just love my testimony and this this word to build faith in you for healing, for it to wipe away these smudges that you have on the lenses of faith for healing, and to enable you to step out courageously, pray with faith for people. We want to see Jesus glorified in this church and in this town and in this county and in this country, don't we? And even further afield, we want to see healing, whatever shape that looks like, but we want to see God glorified through that, and we want to see people come to know him. We want to see salvation. So if that's something that's stirring within you, I would love to pray for you. And I guess we've got some time to chat in table groups about the questions as well. And if there's anything else that you need praying for, then there's Phil and John has already said there's people here who are willing to do that and wanting to do that.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you so much, Vicky. So what we're going to do then is we're going to respond. Don't run away, Vicky. So we're going to do several things, okay? And now Vicky would love to lay hands on people who want this gift, who want to step out in healing. And so Vicky's going to go over to where the banner is over there, the relational mission banner, and she's going to pray for you. Now, if you would like that, we're going to have some more worship. During the worship, if you'd like to make your way over there to be prayed for, then please do. The other thing I would love to do this morning is I know there are people here who want to be prayed for to receive healing. Now, we can't get round everyone unless everyone helps. So if you would like to be prayed for to receive healing, would you, in a moment when I say, would you be willing to stand? We will ask people on your table to gather round you and to lay hands on you and pray for you for healing. Now, if you're a little bit nervous about moving and you just want to stay seated, that's absolutely fine. There's some questions on your table. And if you want to just stay and look at those questions and discuss among yourselves what we've heard this morning, then please do that too. So Matt's going to come up now, and we're going to do another song of worship. And then after that song, he's just going to play quietly for a while. And so it'll just give us a chance to respond. So I will give you a shout when we've been worshipping for a while that it's time to respond. Okay.